call the Dog and Joe Show at 916-766-9370.
Time for another exciting edition of
What's Your Deal?
What's your deal?
All right, jump on. Happy Monday. 766-9370. Anything at all you want to talk about, you want to share, you want to say something, advice, maybe you want to give us advice. Anything at all, 766-9370. I got a deal today, oddly enough. My deal is this. I've long had a thing for Lady Gaga. I think she is extraordinarily beautiful. I think she's talented. She's got a great voice. But beyond that, there's something about her. She's got just this something. I think she's sexy. I like to look at her. I think she looks even better without her makeup. I like Lady Gaga. And you also know I got this Netflix thing going on where I'm kind of jonesing on the Netflix. You know, there's no Narcos. Waiting on that. Waiting on New Ranch. Waiting on New Ozark. All my shows are in limbo.
You're consuming too quickly.
Yes, I am. I'm a Netflix junkie.
Yeah.
So I'm going through and I see this yesterday morning and I'm like, huh, well, what is this? It's called the documentary of Lady Gaga called 5'2".
Oh, yeah. Remember, I was kind of sharing a little bit with that with you when I was showing you the videos on Facebook when she was in with the doctor or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You got to see the thing?
I watched the whole thing and I don't know how long it's been on there. I think it's kind of old.
Is it? I thought it was newer.
I don't know when it released. I didn't look at the date, but I've seen it up there quite a bit. And I thought, you know what? I'm gonna look at some Lady Gaga this Sunday morning.
How long was it?
It's an hour and a half, two hours
long.
It's
a good one, huh?
It's long.
Oh, I want to see that.
So I hit play. I start watching it, and I'm fast-forwarding through it, and it's kind of eh. And it starts out at the beginning. She's got her sweatpants on, and she's got like her Dana, what do you call those things that girls wear, like the leotards? You know, like a lot of them have the snap crotch. And it's just it's like an under leotard.
Snap crotch.
Yeah, it is a leotard.
Just a leotard.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the crotch breaks away. It snaps at the crotch, don't they, Dana?
Well, some of them do.
The good ones. Right? The good ones. The good ones do.
I've never come across anything like that in my life.
They're really big in dance.
Yeah. So she's got this dance leotard on. She wakes up in the morning. She's got her sweatpants and they're hanging down and it's a thong back and she's walking around the house. And I'm like, okay.
And that's where you stop fast forwarding.
So I hit play on that, and I'm looking at it, and then I keep going through, and I'm watching this thing, and some of it's entertaining, some of it's kind of, you know, she's hard to watch. I love her to death, but she's got an ego, and she's very...
Does she?
She has a lot of trouble and a lot of health issues, and she's kind of weird, so I'm watching it, and then I fast-forward it, and oh my God, for you out there that have Netflix, if you want to see Lady Gaga's goo-goos, if you follow, if you want to see the chest without anything on it, poolside, she's just sitting there talking to her handlers. She's talking to a couple of people.
Topless. Why does that need to be put in the 5'2" documentary?
Why doesn't it? I think it's called 5'2" because she's probably 5'2", and she's just sitting there on a lounger. It's summertime. She's got this huge pool. She's hanging out, and her creative directors, they're talking about doing a tour and what she's going to wear, and the camera pans around. She's got no top on. No bra, no nothing. She's sitting there in a G-string, with her hair all wet, poolside, and it's about a 30-second glimpse that you get, and I'm like, wow. And I said, did I just see that? So I back it up, let it play.
Well, yes, I did.
Back it up.
Of course.
Let it play, hit pause. I'm like, wow, encore.
Where's the rest of the family while this is going on?
Oh, it's like
while you're getting your free peep show on someone's documentary.
Well, my son, he was on his laptop next to me. My wife was in the kitchen cooking breakfast.
No, really?
It's like 10 to 5.
Oh.
Yesterday, it's early. So I'm watching this, and I'm like, wow, a little bit of skin from Lady Gaga.
Absolutely.
I'm impressed.
You are a disgusting individual. I thought you were going to add something good about the documentary. She's been in pain. She's going to the doctor. She feels alone. When all the listeners and fans leave, I'm all alone. I saw that crying clip. I mean, nothing sensitive and sweet. No, you're talking about going topless at poolside.
Now, here's the thing. Correct me if I'm wrong. This was not live. This wasn't
no,
live.
No, I don't think it was live. It was just filmed over time, I think.
Yes, it was recorded. She could have edited that out if she didn't want it in the video. She chose to leave it, and now I respect her much, much more. She's an amazing talent. She's got an amazing chest, and if you like Lady Gaga or you just want to see her topless, watch it. It's a pretty good documentary, but that poolside shot, wow, that was pretty good.
I'm surprised you didn't give out the exact time it played.
Right. I mean, he's got it down to the second.
All right, well, it was in 48 minutes. No. I didn't jot it down. Maybe I should have, so I could have saved everyone the trouble.
You probably shouldn't have.
What's your deal? 766-9370. Anything at all you want to share this morning? We are in the final week of qualifying for that 2017 Harley. 8 o'clock hour. We'll give you another chance.